Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Lee of the WYPR reporting staff. John, you've been taking a look at the start of the race for mayor and inevitably the questions that surround the candidacy of former Mayor Sheila Dixon, trying to make a comeback after her difficulties with the law.
Right. And as a quick refresher course, she was forced to resign as mayor in 2010. A jury had found her guilty of misdemeanor embezzlement, and she took gift cards that were supposed to be for charity, particularly poor children, and used them herself. And in a deal with prosecutors, she agreed to resign and to not fight that conviction. And in return, the prosecutor agreed not to pursue any other charges against her because Dixon for years had been a target of corruption investigation. So you fast forward 6 years. Here we are, it's 2016. She's running to get her old job back. But that history is starting to come back to haunt her a little bit.
And you say starting to come back. Where do you see it?
Well, there is an organization out there called Clean Slate Baltimore PAC. And they have made two commercials so far. Probably the most famous or infamous is the Grinch commercial that ran over Christmas, likening Sheila Dixon to the Grinch. There's been another one since then as well. They've also been handing out flyers. I was at a mayoral forum last week, and I was handed a flyer that has what looks like a mugshot. It really isn't a mugshot of Sheila Dixon. And then printed on the red says, "Convicted of stealing from poor children."
Therefore, the Grinch idea.
So they are trying to get the message out and trying to remind people of Dixon's past.
The candidates have been fairly muted about it, but, I mean, there are references to their literature about moving forward and saying some things that are a little bit even more direct than that.
Well, Catherine Pugh just released a commercial, State Senator Catherine Pugh, and she, by the way, is, if you look at the polls, she's in second place behind Dixon. She released her most recent commercial, which had a line about why would we ever let anyone take us backwards, and had a promise of honest leadership. And so I talked to someone with the Pew campaign about that, and they said, oh, no, that has nothing to do with Sheila Dixon. We're talking about looking forward. But I would take that with a grain of salt.
And we really don't know what the status of the race is right now, because the polling that is out there is really quite old. So since the campaign really started, there aren't any numbers.
No, not really. I mean, the last poll was in January. And at that point, Dixon was ahead with about 25% of the vote, something like that, with Pugh about 9-10 points behind. But you're right. That's been almost a couple of months ago. And we've had the entry of DeRay McKesson into the race. So we don't really have any fresh numbers.
And quite a bit of TV, actually. David Warnock has been on TV. Mm-hmm. So I guess we don't know whether this will build any steam, but it looks like it might. The controversy.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's a sense that maybe Sheila Dixon tops out at 25% of the vote, but those are core supporters who will probably vote for her in a crowded field of 13 Democratic candidates, 6 or 7 considered possibly very strong. 25% may win it.
Yes, indeed. Well, John, thanks so much.
You bet.
For John Lee, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.